but you gotta be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. It's such a great Tuesday, man. You know why it's a great Tuesday?
Why's that?
My wallet's fat.
Good. That's always a good thing.
My bar at the crib, full of Tito's,
heck
baby.
Yeah. It's also
yes,
a good thing.
I love Tito's. You know, it's the best spirit in the whole wide world. And, you know, Tito's is so, like, Tito Beverage might be one of the greatest guys on planet Earth. This guy is so nice. He sponsors my entire hour number two. Loves the whole, when life hands you lemons, just make a lemon drop. Make sure it's with the best Tito's handmade vodka. Loves it. I love it too. Loves it. Loves the fact that I love his juice. No frills, no flavors, no fancy labels. But also,
just the good stuff.
Like, but also loves people and likes bringing them together to have a good time. And when you get Tito's, you get together with your friends, your family, your relatives, your homies, and you have a good time. And Tito Beverage is also super cool because he's a dog guy. Did you know that he's rescued over 600 dogs?
You're kidding.
Nope, I'm not kidding. Dude is serious about his vodka and serious about his dogs. I don't think he's a Kristi Noem fan. Have you heard about her?
She's a some sort of politician, right?
Yeah, I think she's from either North or South Dakota, okay. But I noticed that she was trending on my ex, and it wasn't because she's kind of pretty for an older lady.
Zach, always a risky business trying to play the game of why is something trending on John's Twitter.
It is a risky. It is risky.
Yeah, like that For You tab. You got to stay away from it.
Yeah, I know. It's really interesting.
So why was she trending, John?
But she shot her dog.
What?
Or shot a dog or something. Yeah, this is some crazy
stuff. This happened like today?
Oh, man, no, I don't know. I think it was maybe Sunday I saw it trending on my ex. And you know I'm a dog guy. So I'm just telling you right now, I don't know if I'm getting her a drink. Because I'm sharing my Tito's with my friends and my family. And I know Tito Beverage, again, this is vodka for dog lovers. It's also vodka for those who don't want any gluten in your body. Because Tito Beverage said, no gluten, 100% corn. I'm not just going to distill this bad boy six times, but then I'm going to take it the slow process and still it in classic copper pots. That's right. Get your Tito's on today.
So I believe what happened is she just published a book.
Yeah, and then in the book she put about how she killed a dog.
Talks about killing a dog.
Which, I don't know if you know this. I don't know how many people out there are going to be really excited about that.
Yes, well, supposedly her team told her, maybe don't put that story in your book.
And she didn't listen to the team.
I'm going to put it in there.
That's what happens when you don't listen to your team.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you don't listen to your coach and go out there and play hero ball. That's what happens. You know what else happens? Sometimes in the NBA, the refs have the other side. And I'm grateful that I was on the ref side because I had the Knicks last night, but there's no way in hell they should have won that game. That was terrible. It could have come down. They could have won the game. But the officiating in that game was so one-sided, and I was grateful for it.
Got to give DiVincenzo credit. You really, really sold it.
He did sell it. But you know what? I don't know if you know this. He still ain't Leonardo DiCaprio. This dude ain't an actor. He's an NBA basketball player.
He sure looked like one last night.
Yeah, he did a good job. He did a good job. But still, come on. You got to be able to tell the difference. You got to be able to see that. And the fact that you can't review. And I was going crazy last night, so I had to look this bad boy up. So according to the NBA, this was actually from Fred Katz. A kickball violation is not reviewable and not subject to the coach's challenge. The three things that are you can challenge a foul, goaltend, or an out of bounds. Bro, do you know how big of a possession that was? That was a layup the other way in a tie basketball game. I was screaming how lucky I am. I'm so lucky the refs have it. And in the third quarter, the Pacers started just running away from that joint, and all of a sudden, boy, whistles. So thank you. Always, it's better to bet with the NBA refs than even to bet on the better team. But, Zach, I want to ask you, man, if you're a Pacers fan, do you feel like you literally got robbed?
No, because if I'm not mistaken, they had a pretty good lead on the Knicks heading into the fourth, if I'm not mistaken.
They had a pretty good lead, yes. Yes, they did. They got outscored. I mean, they had, a 5-point lead going in to the fourth quarter.
Something like that, yeah.
But
it could have been a lot worse. I mean, they were up by 9 going well, and then all of a sudden it's like a 7-0 run from the Knicks, and it's all from the foul line and a bunch of BS foul calls being called. Like, I mean, like Brunson, I had the Knicks. I'm very happy. He's throwing his shoulder, throwing it into people's chest. Every time they breathe on him, he's getting a call. Brunson's bad to the bone, man. Dude has 4 consecutive games with 40-plus points. Played out of his mind. I was screaming his name last night. Josh Hart doing his thing.
I hope you weren't screaming his name last night.
That was funny. Proud of him. I was screaming at my television, "Oh, I love Jalen Brunson and the Nova Boys." When Josh Hart pulled up, and when DiVincenzo hit the 3, Hart gets the, he just kept getting rebounds. How's a dude that's 6'4" getting rebounds over all those dudes in Indiana? Because Indiana plays no defense, and they don't box anybody out, and they don't do the small things. Like when Hart shot the free throws last night, he missed the free throw, gets his own damn rebound because Nimhart doesn't hustle down and get in front of him, and bam, puts it back up for not a 3-point play, but a 4-point play.
Yeah.
Like the Knicks just decide, they don't play defense. And when you don't play defense and you're getting all the calls are going against you, you're going to lose.
Yeah, I don't want to keep it on the refs, because the Pacers had opportunities to make this a little bit more decisive than it needed it to be.
I hear what you're saying, and I agree. They should have made it more decisive. Can't get it out, man.
I know.
You know what happens after 12 o'clock? That edible usually starts kicking in.
That tongue twister.
Yeah, it gets my tongue. What was it? There was something. Never mind. I'm not even going to go here.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to go there. What I'm saying, though, is realistically, if you go back and you look at that game, at the very, the game, everything's going down. You got 1 minute left in this ball game, and they call a terrible, terrible foul. Heck, they had a terrible foul at the 150 mark. I don't know, man. If I'm a Pacers fan, I'm just kind of – I'm ticked off. I feel like that was straight-up home cooking. Mm. Now, DiVincenzo, man, making that 28-foot three-pointer was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That gave
Listen, them Nova boys, they show up to play. They show up to play every night. Like, Hart is getting every rebound. Feels like he's grabbing every rebound. Brunson is just being just a – bowling ball point guard, and then DiVincenzo just comes in and just kind of just blends the two together and just hits clutch shots after clutch shots. So I mean, this it almost feels like the Knicks are a team of destiny in a sense, just about how well they are playing as a unit in a sense, because it's been
in clutch time they play great.
Yeah,
in clutch time. They were not good in the second quarter at all. And for the first 6 minutes of the third quarter, they were bad. I don't know how they do it. It's like, it's impressive. The Nova boys are doing it. You got to give them straight up credit.
Yeah.
And I am giving them credit. But, man, I mean, when you look at the East, I mean, when you look compared to the West, they're playing two different – it's like two different leagues. I feel like I'm watching the majors in the West and I'm watching AAA in the East.
It's like that sometimes. Lack of star power will play a hand in that for sure. But you can play as a team, and you can make up that star power level of talent. That's the only thing. It's like how well can you build this team together? That's the biggest thing. When is the last time the Knicks made it to the Eastern Conference Finals? Excuse me.
Man,
it has to be
over
a decade. If not two,
it's been wet. I can't even remember. I mean, it goes back to, like, I feel like I'm thinking about Patrick Ewing and John Stark days.
It might be, now that I'm thinking.
Let's see. Knicks Eastern Conference Finals.
Because I was thinking about that earlier today. I'm like, when's the last time they made it to a conference finals?
I have no idea. Don't know. Doesn't feel like anybody else does either, so we're not going to worry about it because my Googling skills are terrible.
They went 1999-2000 season.
Wow.
The 98-99 season, that was when they went all the way to the NBA Finals. 93-94, they were in the conference finals.
So it does go all the way back to the 90s. They have not. They have in not, the 21st century, they have not. They have not
you're correct, yes.
Made it to the finals.
That's, right. That's crazy. So
that's why everybody's going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And Jalen Brunson is a bad man. And watching his dad on the sideline and seeing him and, you know, like it feels like the Knicks were the only team that really believed in Jalen Brunson because, mm-hmm. I think Dallas was like, oh, like, peace, have a good one, enjoy yourself.
Well, I think it's the opposite. They did believe in him. They were slow to paying him.
Well, that's not, I mean, like when you're slow to pay, you know somebody else is going to pay. And the Knicks came in there and by hiring his dad, I mean, the writing is on the wall. If you wanted to keep him, Dallas just had to go out there and tell Mark Cuban at the time to open up his damn bank account, and he didn't.
But they were slow of paying him because they were going to give him like a little bit less than the money that he was getting as a Knick, and he was going to take it. I think remember he did an interview. He said, "Yeah, I was going to take the money because I love playing in Dallas, even though his dad is in New York. He knows all his family is up there in that area. Like, you know, Dallas was a really good spot for me. I was going to take the deal, but they never came back with a contract. And then the free agency hits." And then after free agency hits, after I had like one of my best seasons ever, that's when the Knicks came calling.
Yeah. So again, that's what I'm saying. They were the one that actually believed him. Dallas would have locked him up even before that. They wouldn't have let it get there.
Yeah, they should have. If not locked him up, they should have done a sign and trade or something. Like if you didn't want to keep him, should have done a sign and trade. Let him get his money. Then you could get something of value back for him. Because right now, he is showing you everything that you want Kyrie to do. He's doing that for you, probably even at a cheaper rate, if I'm not mistaken.
He's up there now with Bernard King in Knicks history with 4 40-point consecutive playoff games.
Yeah.
Very, very, very impressive. And speaking of though, Dallas, they have a big game tonight. They play the Thunder. Oklahoma City's a 3.5-point favorite. Luka got a bad knee, not hitting the threes, but everything else he's doing fabulous, even playing a little bit of defense. Kyrie's cutting them up. They look good. Dallas looks good, but Oklahoma City Thunder, man. I don't know, man. At home, I'm leaning Thunder hard. Who do you like in this series, and who do you like in the first game?
Johnny, I'm not a betting man. I don't,
he says that.
I'm not a betting man.
He was giving me great advice earlier this morning, John.
I did not.
What is it?
Tonight, Memphis 901 FC plays FC Dallas in the U.S. Open Cup, and Zach said we should take both teams to score and over 2.5 goals.
I can't bet on
something. I'm going to bet on it, John. I'll let you know tomorrow how we do.
All right, man. I definitely will be paying attention to tonight's basketball and today's baseball.
I'm no guru. I just see it, and I just think to myself. But for me, if I was a betting man in this Dallas and Thunder series, I would bet the over in points in a heartbeat. Because points are going to be put up between these
two. 218.5 is the total in the Dallas-Oklahoma City game.
It might get up to 230. Ooh. I'm not going to lie to you. Because defense is optional for both teams.
I could see a little some. I will say, though, I'm kind of interested to see what Lou Dort does on who are they going to put him on?
Luka.
You think Luka, so, dude, is he going to shut Luka down? I mean, he looked like so good on Brandon Ingram, it wasn't even funny.
They're going to put him on Luka, or actually, now that I think about it, they're probably going to put Lou on Kyrie.
Kyrie. And I mean, he can do either.
And let Williams. Which one of them?
Man, that's gonna be
J Dub. That's what they call him, right?
J Dub is the one from Santa Clara. Yeah, the first round pick.
And then Jalen Williams is the actual one from Arkansas.
Jalen Williams is the Arkansas. No, Jalen Williams is from Santa Clara.
There's two Jalen Williams.
There's two Jalen Williams.
J-Dub. They call, so they got to differentiate them. J-Dub is the one from Santa Clara. J-Will is the one from Arkansas.
Oh, J-Will's the one that comes off the bench.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. The light-skinned fella.
Damn, bro, that caught me off. I was completely.
I caught that, Brian.
I was trying to help, you know.
That always helps me. That always helps me. Help me. I mean, you got a. Okay.
Yeah. So they probably gonna put J Dub on Luka, and put Lou Dort on Kyrie.
Dort's a machine.
If that's the defensive strategy, that's what they want to go with.
All I know is that watching Dort last series against Brandon Ingram, that dude was in his shorts. It reminded me, I mean, the Timberwolves defense was so nasty the other night. It was like they had five Lou Dorts out there at all times. It was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it helps to play physical and toe the line, because you know in playoff basketball, the refs are going to let a lot of things slide, because it is playoff basketball. It's not the regular season.
Where they I appreciate that part of it, that they don't blow the whistle every 5 seconds.
It don't. But there have been some moments where it's like, okay, this is pretty obvious. It's offensive foul. No whistle. Like, you know, it's obvious that, hey, he traveled here. Yeah, that's okay. No whistle. Like, so.
Except for they'll call it against the Pacers.
You must have the Pacers make it to the Eastern Conference
Oh,
Finals.
No. All I know is watching that game last night, all I kept saying to myself, I feel so blessed that I had the Knicks, because if I had the Pacers, my whole night would have been ruined. I would have been furious. Mm. Like, I didn't think I was going to win that game.
But you did.
I know. I've been getting lucky lately. Very, very lucky.
I got a question for you. Now you mentioned the Pacers twice now. Now I got a question for you. What is your overall thoughts on Tyrese Halliburton?
I think he's got the ugliest shot I've ever seen. I think he shrivels in crunch time, and that dude doesn't do much shriveling. I don't like him.
What's that supposed to mean, John?
Well, they say that he's the most well-endowed man in the NBA.
Huh.
This was according to
interesting.
This was according to Total.
First-hand information, or
no? All the girls, you know, in the NBA that are out there like thirst trapping, like Jalen Green's about to have his third kid this month or something.
Yeah,
you know, like they all have the same, like they same, they all share. They're all Eskimo brothers.
So, do they have like a ranking system or something?
Yeah,
like
there was. It was. Remember, I told you that one day during Hardenwood.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you know that Brandon Ingram and Anthony Simons are they both got a kid with the same woman?
Yeah, I did know that. Yeah.
Dude, Jalen Green has three baby mamas right now on the way, all like a couple months apart, and I don't understand that. But one of his baby mamas has another two kids by two different other NBA stars, and she even said she didn't care about him having another baby with someone else. Because all she cares about is if the check's clear.
That's it.
Good deal.
That's all it
Bro,
matters.
These girls out there hunting. You their prey. And you just rolling over and laying on your back, catching fleas and making babies and losing checks.
Interesting.
They're Jordan in their prime right now, man. They collecting these
crazy.
I forgot the name of it. These child support checks like Infinity Stones, man. That's what they doing. That's what they doing out here, man. Like, if you're an athlete listening, man, just be wise about it. Get you somebody local, somebody low key. You ain't gotta worry about them being in the streets all day, every day. Like, you know, just get somebody local, man. You don't need to go after these Insta baddies that's out here.
That's right.
Also, it's kind of funny how, like, the young kids, like the ones that just come in the league, like 23, 24 years old, are always, like, getting the old head sloppy seconds.
Man.
Who are, like, 35, 40-year-old women. I'm like, what are you doing, bro?
Who is Jalen? Okay, Jalen Brown of the Celtics. He's dating a 40. I can't remember the girl's name.
You know what it means? That man, she's teaching that man something.
But that lady got a grand, got two grandkids, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, huh.
Hey, I'm a granddad.
I don't know if he's still dating her, but
she's 43 years old.
What's her name?
Her name is Bernice
Bergeau.
Bergeau, yes.
That's who that
she was a supermodel, but now she's 43.
And she got a grandkid, I think. She got a couple grandkids. Which there's nothing wrong with it, with a grandkid, but looking at the age of the two people, she's like in her mid-40s and he's like in his mid-20s.
It's amazing. I don't get it, man. Like, I don't know. I don't understand it.
I guess love is love, but...
Bro, man, that ain't love. That is lust and like, hey, let
gotta
me...
There got to be some stipulations to everything.
Like, no, you know what this is? I had your magazine when you were a supermodel when I was 13 years old. Now I'm 25 years old.
What a ton of money.
With a ton of money. And let me just tell you something. I'm going to take my shot with that girl that I remember from my 13-year-old days.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
That's...
And you know what Marcus Jordan and Larsa Pippen is? You know when Marcus was a little kid and Scotty was hanging out and Larsa was over
she
there
was
swimming. And she was swimming with her nice looking bathing suit. And that boy was like 16 years old. He was hungry. He was like, man, I am hungry. And then all of a sudden, he gets old enough. She divorces him. She might be older. But man, in his mind... She's still at 16. Yeah, when he was 16 years old. That's that woman.
Huh.
Now, I will give Larsa some credit. I do have to admit, for her age, she is smoking.
Well, surgery would do that sometimes.
You could say genetics. Why can't it be good genes, man?
Because Scotty Jr. does not look like his mama.
That's true.
He just got the skin tone.
That is true. That is true. My goodness. All right. Now, I got to take a break. But before I do get a break in, I did want to ask you, it's over for the Nuggets, right?
Not yet. But it's we're getting there.
I've never seen a
– We're getting there.
The defending champs, they got punched so hard in the face in that first half, they completely crumbled. Their coach, Mike Malone, was ready to fight the refs. Jamal Murray was whining like a petulant child, throwing things on the court. Every 5 seconds was, oh, he's touching me, he's touching me. They ain't calling the fouls when you just whining. Shut up and go play basketball and punch him back in the face. They got destroyed. They looked slow. They looked discombobulated. They looked frustrated. And I have to say, it's all because Minnesota's defense is freaking cold-blooded. They are just nasty.
Yeah. And now that, you know, as I kind of sit and think about it some more, like the T-Wolves had more time off than the Nuggets. So whenever game one happened, the Nuggets only had like 2 days off, if I'm not mistaken. Murray's still coming off the calf, the little calf strain.
Yeah,
or
he had
sprained.
A calf strain, but man...
Like, it shouldn't matter. That's the thing. Like at the end of the
Rudy
day,
Gobert
it shouldn't
didn't
matter.
Play last night because he's having a baby.
Right.
Right. Congratulations.
Question 901-360-8255, 901-360-8255. If you had a playoff basketball game, do you attend the basketball game or the birth of your first child? Just curious. 901-360-8255. Hit up the Sissy's Log Cabin. Text and listener live. Life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
What's your answer, John?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I was at both of my children's birth. I was at my grandkids' babies, like their births and everything. Like, I'm all about that, but I'm also not making millions of dollars playing in the NBA, and I appreciate getting some time up out of this joint.
I think it's the obvious answer. It's like,
I don't know, man. Why can't you play the game, and once the game's over, hop on your private jet and fly and go see it? Because I don't know if you know this.
Well,
you ain't having the baby.
Well, it's kind of hard to predict when a baby is going to come out.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, you could get lucky. You could be right there on time.
So what was this a whole Scottie Scheffler moment, like,
exactly.
Last couple weeks?
I don't know. See, I didn't think there was a thing for Scottie Scheffler. You're the reigning champ, homie. You're winning the tournament. All you had to do is say, yo, bro, little man, look at what I did. You were born, greatest day of my week. I won the Masters again. You were born. Saw you a couple days later, and now I've been taking care of you, and here's a beautiful car when you're 16. By the way,
it must be nice.
So you try to buy $5 million back.
No, dude, I'm just saying.
Sounds like what you're saying,
that's
John.
What I'm saying.
Like, just saying. Okay, the only reason I say this, like, I had a buddy who was in the military, and he was not able to be at his child's birth.
Well, that's understandable.
Well, I'm just saying, so it's more important to do your service. I hear you with that.
Yeah,
but what about the service to your team and all the fans? Yeah. This is the playoffs, dog. There's one. Listen,
it's a tad different.
A regular season game, you miss it.
Defending the country. Yeah. Playoff basketball.
Life on the line.
Okay. Your basketball lives are on the line.
I guess so. All right. You know what? Touche.
If you want to be immortalized as an NBA champion, I don't know. I've just seen a lot of births. The first one I ever was at, it was the most traumatizing things I'd ever seen in my entire life.
I mean, at worst, you would have been 1-1 heading back to Minnesota.
Yeah.
At worst.
They did win. So, Rudy, you made the right decision. That's the key, is that he got so lucky that his team had his back.
Mm-hmm.
And that way his wife, you know what? It's also going to be good because she would have been bitching all off season. You know that? Oh, my Lord, that poor guy.
Yeah, because because that's his first child. Like, because I'm not a parent. So I don't know what I would have done in that situation. So
I know what I would have done. Sorry, basketball.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm talking about, like, the other kids after that.
Ah, I see.
I wonder, parents out there who have children and grandkids and things like that, if what they think. Hit me up and let me know.
Oh, you can't listen to us because we don't have experience?
We're just idiots.
No, I agree with you.
You're just young fellas.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
I'm just saying, like, put it this way. If the Super Bowl was happening and I happened to be, like, the quarterback of a football. If I was on the bench and there was a chance I was getting in a Super Bowl, sorry, babe, I'll be like, hey, once the game's over, I'll be there, okay? Mm-hmm. I would have been there before the game. Oh, you didn't have the baby. I'm going to have to take, like, a 5-hour break. And then I'd have been back. I don't know.
901-368-255.
Man, I got to get out of here. Hardwood's on the other side. Thanks to Zach Boyd. Follow him at Rack City Zach. Listen to him from 7-Eleven. I got to go. Sports 56. We got Wood on the other side. 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio. We are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Today. I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Sports 56 Happy Hour. I haven't been drinking today.
No, you haven't. I've been keeping a close eye on you.
I promise you, I have not been drinking today. I haven't had a drink since Saturday night.
Wow, how about that?
I was a good boy. I was a very good boy on Sunday. Very, very good boy. But you know what? I kind of feel like I need to go get a drink today, and I know the exact place to go get one. Because the coldest beer in town is at Getaway Sports Bar. Getaway Sports Bar, 4632 Winchester Road. They have 15 monster televisions. Monsters. Then they got TV. I mean, the TVs are all around the room. They got 6 pool tables. They got 2 dartboards. They got golden tea. They got great bar grub. And guess what? They are always open, brother. Rain, sun, wind, snow, heat. It's open, and you can go in there and chill and hang out with your friends, play a little pool, shoot some darts, whip somebody in some golden tea, and watch all your favorite sports games. And we got wall-to-wall baseball. We're not wall-to-wall. We got, a 2:30 start, 2:45 start today.
And then we have 11 games starting between 5 and 6:30.
Yeah, thanks for staggering that out.
Yeah, what a terrible schedule.
Yeah. Where's my – I mean, we have one night game, and it's the Marlins and the Dodgers.
Uh-huh.
And you have to lay 300 to win 100 to take the Dodgers. I feel like maybe, do you think a Boston Dodgers parlay might work?
Boston?
Like, they're minus 600. You put the Dodgers minus 300.
I thought you were talking about the Red Sox.
No,
I was
dog, like, no. I am cross-pollinating sports parlays.
That still wouldn't be a good return, though.
No, I'm trying to figure out who else I would throw in there.
Oh, I see.
Like, I mean, I'm just saying if you're just trying to...
Maybe the Braves. Who knows? I don't know who the Braves are right now, though. Man. Probably not a good return either.
I was going to say, who are the Braves playing today?
They're playing Boston, I believe.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Lopez is pitching today.
Yeah, that's why I said it. Hmm. I do like me some Lopez. Let's see.
And we're not talking about the funny dude Lopez. What's his first name?
George.
George Lopez.
You parlay those three together, Celtics, Dodgers, Braves, plus 134.
Hmm.
I'm seeing you parlay Celtics and Dodgers minus 185, but you throw the Braves in there, plus 134.
Plus money.
I might. I might throw some coin on that.
I think it's time we just found us a bet.
Wow, how about that? Look at us. I'm betting it right now.
We are betting. So everybody head over to Getaway Sports Bar, 4632 Winchester Road. Coldest beer in town. It's the bar to get away. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. All kinds of things going on in the world. Did you know Floyd Mayweather is detained in Dubai?
What?
Yes. Now, he's not in a police car.
Okay.
But the country will not let him leave. Like, they say he cannot leave. Why? Because they take, basically, business deals very, very serious. And Floyd Mayweather, and it has nothing to do with boxing. In fact, it has, they say, the rumor is that it had to do with... basically an accusation of misconduct from a woman that he was inappropriate towards her. And in Dubai, they don't play that game. So they came up with a financial settlement that he has to pay her to leave the country. And right now, apparently, he can't pay. Even 50 Cent, who has beef with Floyd Mayweather, now he might be joking, but he did put out on, hey, Floyd, I know we got beef, but if you need a little coin, I got you.
Is Floyd Mayweather, like, struggling financially?
I don't understand. That's what I was thinking to myself. I mean, no. I mean, the dude gave a homeless man $30,000 the first day he was in Dubai. Should have maybe saved it and given it to a woman.
Maybe that's part of the issue.
And by the way, where are homeless dudes in Dubai? I thought everybody there was driving. I mean, the cops are driving Lambos and Ferraris. Hmm. Like, you must be, like, they don't even have drugs in Dubai. Like, how do you become homeless? They don't have alcohol, they don't have drugs, and they only have billionaires.
Right.
Like, you would really have to be, I would think he would probably need to be in a mental institution if he couldn't find a way to make it. I mean, he's definitely not hooked on drugs.
Right.
He's not an alkie. So how the hell are you homeless, Holmes?
That's weird.
Well, at least it's warm there.
Sure.
Bad thing is, dude, that can't ever get no AC, I guess. But anyway, Floyd's stuck, and I just think that would be terrible. Pretty much terrible. Now, so Giselle, what do you think about Giselle right now?
You know, going with the flow, I guess.
No, man, she is such a whiny little bleep.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Is she goodness.
Mad about the roast?
She wants half the proceeds to the roast.
Huh.
Because they made fun of her, too.
Well,
and then she said
provide
she,
a lot of the content.
I mean, come on. The jokes that they said about her weren't even that funny. Oh, Tom Brady is the greatest. He has 7 rings. Oh, wait, 8 now that Giselle gave hers back.
Got him.
Ooh, I refer to Tom Brady as Leonardo DiCaprio's ex-husband. Like, they weren't even like, I mean, it's not like they were like, Giselle Bundchen is nasty. There was one joke that I thought was kind of funny. Yeah, Tom. I'm so glad that you came out of retirement for that last year to go 8-8 in the NFL with the Tampa Bay Bucks. If you had to do it all over again, give up your wife and kids, I'd say, yeah, I'd do the same. You know, like stupid stuff like that.
Sure.
Like they were mean more for Tom Brady, not like Giselle. And no, you don't deserve half. You probably already got half. And you're already rich. Oh, and one of the other jokes was, hey, Tom, is it fun knowing that Giselle Bundchen's, or whatever, how you ever say her name, Bundchen? Giselle, she's a first name person. Is it fun knowing that Giselle boyfriend could beat your ass? Because he's a jiu-jitsu instructor with the Gracie family. But no, they weren't like, I didn't think they were like mean spirited or anything. And she's like, how could you do that to our children? Now, Gilbert Arenas and me, I didn't know we had this much in common, but he ripped. He ripped Rudy Gobert for missing game two of the playoff series.
Hey, you're telling me about that. So you and Gilbert Arenas.
He says, it's a baby, bro. It's going to be there when you get back. You're going to be financially responsible for that kid the rest of your life. Hopefully, you're a good dad. Whatever you think about blah, 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 that he goes on. He's like, baby going to be asleep anyway. He's like, I get that you want to be with your wife and smiling and stuff. And your good NBA health insurance. It's because you... Oh, by the way, he says, I get you want to be with your wife and help her and smile and all this stuff. He says, but you know she has good NBA health insurance because of playing in the NBA. So, And back now, like, if you, like, scroll down, there's a whole lot of dudes up here with pictures of their kids saying, I'd have been in the game, too. And then there's a lot... This is funny. There's a whole lot of... There's a whole lot of unmarried dudes with multiple kids also criticizing the actions of value, family values, which is kind of funny as well. Yeah, man, I'm sorry, bro. That's the NBA playoffs, man. It's not like the NBA, it's not like, have you ever seen a cricket game?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, they can go on for days.
Uh-huh.
It ain't like this thing's going on for days, bro. It's just a few hours. Come on now. I'm glad that somebody out there agrees, and I hope everybody agrees with me. Pat Bev, who I used to like, I can't stand, man.
He apologized.
He did not apologize. If you call that an apology, you're freaking crazy. Look, when you say I crossed the line, but you're not apologizing. You're justifying. That is not a freaking apology. You say you're sorry. I was wrong. Don't say I'm sorry, but I've heard a lot of trash talking in my days, and they crossed the line. Dude, you threw a ball and hit a woman in her head because she was saying Cancun. They were chanting Cancun.
Well, he says it was more than that.
Then he says it was more than that. But then he says, I'm not going to say what it is. Oh, so you're going to insinuate when all those mics down there, because we have sleuthy little stony detectors out here, nobody, they're chanting Cancun. If that ruffles your feathers enough to where you toss a ball, hit a woman in the face, you get it back, and then you do it again. The only reason he's apologizing on his stupid ass podcast is because he knows he's in serious trouble. And he realized he crossed the line. And he's trying to basically justify his behavior while also saying, I know my actions were wrong. Again, when you come out there and say, I crossed the line, I won't. And by the way, he also said, and I won't do it again. You know why he won't do it again? Because he knows he was wrong. Like, dude, when did all of a sudden these, like, Russell Westbrook throwing fans out? Why are these athletes getting in these conversation with fans? Fans are going, they pay their money. They used to be sacrosanct. Like, you used to never, ever say anything about the fans because the fans paid your damn bill. The fans come, they boo, they cheer. But y'all, this generation is so damn soft. He said, they said, I'm going to Cancun on a vacation. Man, I hope somebody slaps
now,
the
he
hell out of you.
Now, he did also say that he's not one to get people ejected. He doesn't like getting fans ejected because they pay their hard-earned money.
I don't want to get people ejected, but let me cast dispersions on the people that the whole world looking at right now because you threw a ball in their face. And you won't say what they said. Other than they said they were chanting Cancun and that trapped line, and something else was said. Oh, did they call? What else was said? Oh, I'm not going to say, because you know you're just lying, bro. Shut up, man. You lost your cool. It is your fault. You deserve to be suspended for a whole damn year, which basically ends your career. Kiss my you know what, Pat Bev. Back in two shakes to close it out with Bet Sports 56 98.5 FM.
We are real sports talk. Sports 56 WHBQ. Available on your radio dial at 560 AM
and 98.5 FM, as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, stay tuned in to Real Sports Talk. Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
4.9 liter V8, 0 to 60, and I'm about to find out.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. It is a two for Tuesday. We're going to give you some bets, damn it. I'm fired up. We have baseball coming on today, and we talked a little bit about the Braves. We got Lopez on the bump playing the Red Sox at the crib, kind of like the Braves. But I was looking, and I found one that I think I might like a little bit better. And I wanted to run this by you peeps out there. Do y'all realize the Phillies are playing today? And I feel kind of stupid because I haven't just been riding the Phillies like a crazy person. The Phillies have won 17 of their last 20 games. They are unconscious right now. They've surged to the best record in baseball at 25-11. Again, winners 17 of their last 20. How do you jump off the Phillies right now? I know Berrios is pitching for Toronto, and he's their best pitcher right now, 1.44 ERA, 4-2 on the season. But damn it, this Phillies team is too hot. I can't jump off of them, so I'm jumping all up on them. And Christopher Sanchez, who's taking the mound, like, for the Phillies, he hadn't been bad. 29 strikeouts and 29 1/3 innings. He's a lefty. He's only allowed one earned run in three of his past four starts. Blue Jays lineup has not. Everybody's like, that's lineup is going to kill, baby. They hadn't been doing jack. They're three games under 500. How do I not take the Phillies? Like, am I crazy? Hell no, I ain't crazy.
Not at all.
We're taking the Phillies today. Right now, you can get the Phillies. Right now, minus 115 on the money line at home against the Blue Jays. Again, winners of 17 of their last 20. Let's go, Dirty Sanchez. Beat Berrios. I'm also going to make sure, again, you always say this, make sure you play the in play. In play, in play, in play. You know why? Because then you can feel it. And the other thing I need to remind you, y'all know where I'm going to be this Saturday, 11-1, because it's Kubota Days. It's at First Choice Farm and Lawn. I'm going to be out there at 12701 Highway 64, 11-1. Come join me. You get 0% financing on every piece of Kubota equipment. That's tractors, that's mowers, that's utility vehicles. They got you covered at Kubota. Plus, we're going to be giving away movie tickets. We got food from Coletta's. I'm also got some golf passes at Wedgewood Golf Course. Come on out there. First Choice Farms and Lawn, 12701 Highway 64. See you at Kubota Saving Days. That's my time. Peace.